Hi, my name is Julie Wachtel, and these are very strange times with a daydream or surreal nightmare quality. The whole thing is very, very difficult to process. For the first few weeks, everything seemed to slow down, almost like slow motion animation. I felt somewhat paralyzed to do anything other than watch television, do a jigsaw puzzle, and have my 6 p.m. gin and grapefruit juice cocktail, which was never part of my routine, but somehow now feels essential. But luckily, I work from home, so the basic structure of my day and my husband's day, as he works from home as well, hasn't changed all that much. I'm an artist and have my studio here in Bridgewater. After the first few weeks of, basically emotional paralysis, I managed to pull myself together and get back into my studio, thinking this is my job, that it's the responsibility of the artist to somehow reflect the moment. And luckily, I found my way back in, and I've been painting nearly every day. Although, unfortunately, my supplies are going to run out pretty soon as my fabricators are in New York City and they're all shut down. As each week goes by and things become normalized, I feel like this is going to never end. And I think the uncertainty is what makes this so difficult. I have two children. My daughter lives in LA. My son's in Chicago. And not knowing when I'll see them, no less hug them, is really kind of a depressing thought. And I have a stepdaughter who I'm very concerned for, as she's heroically on the front lines as a second-year resident in the ICUs of Mount Sinai, Manhattan, and Elmhurst, Queens last week, which was really the epicenter of the epicenter. For the last 3 years, I've been feeling a tremendous amount of sadness for our country and the obscene denial of truth and science that has overtaken the Trump administration, the unraveling of environmental protections, the unraveling of the rule of law, the separation of power and checks and balances, the cruelty and utter lack of concern for all those people who are struggling financially, and basically the dismantling of our democracy. And now with this crisis, with the continuation of science denial and the narcissistic concern of our president to only be concerned how this reflects back on him, makes this into an unimaginable perfect storm of existential angst. And I keep thinking that if we don't globally address climate change, this COVID-19 moment might look quite quaint to us in the future, and that's quite a sobering thought. But to end on a more positive note, I'm moved by the sacrifices people are making to help one another, by this shared sense of community, and I'm luckily finding I can continue to be creative in my studio despite the hopefully temporary suspension of the art market and the art world. And it's also inspiring to see that in such a short amount of time, the earth is responding and is breathing just a little bit easier. I only hope that this is the message we take forward after this has passed and that we don't return to the old normal. I feel really lucky to be living in Bridgewater. My husband, Tom, and I moved here full-time 4 years ago. I have so many friends stuck in small apartments in New York City, some that don't even have direct sunlight, and they're fearful to go into their elevators to even take a walk. So to live in such a beautiful place and within such a wonderful community is something that I'm so grateful for.